Coming up on Saturday in Durham, the NC Pride Parade, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Duke University's East Campus. Speeches begin at noon. The parade begins at 1. Evening events all night long in Durham and Raleigh, and then continuing through Sunday as well in various locations around the Triangle. Joining us right now to talk about NC Pride is Mark Kleinschmidt. How are you?
Hey, Aaron. I'm doing great.
And what can you tell us about what's coming up this weekend?
Well, once again, I'm really excited about NC Pride. It's actually our statewide pride celebration. It's a parade and a festival. It's going to happen over on Duke's campus right off Main Street. We're expecting this year to have the largest turnout of vendors as well as units in the parade than there's ever been before. I think we're getting close to 130 floats and marching groups.
Wow.
In that parade. And so long. Anybody who's been before knows it kind of ends up, it's like a snake that ends up coming around and biting itself, and because it's longer than the route is long.
Yeah, yeah. That's incredible.
It's, we've seen pride grow across North Carolina over the last decade or so, and other cities like Charlotte and even Salisbury have their own pride events, and Raleigh, I think, has now picked one up.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the historical pride. This is the 32nd annual pride celebration. This is the one that began all those years ago, back in the, I guess, in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
in Raleigh, and once upon a time used to travel across the state every year.
Awesome. And you mentioned 130 some floats. How many do we know, like, attendance numbers? How many people usually come out to this?
Usually it's anywhere between 6,000 and 10,000 people.
Wow.
It really depends on the weather, but I have participated in this, rain or shine, and it'll go on, rain or shine. And I remember when Congressman Brad Miller and I were both riding in the parade a few years ago, back to back. He was in the car behind me, and it just started pouring down rain. And he yelled up at me and said, "Mark, you gonna get in their car?" I said, "No, Brad, we're going to walk." And so the two of us just walked down the street and got totally soaking wet. And there were still out there in the pouring down rain, cats and dogs, watching Brad Miller and I walk down the rain, probably about 7,000 or 8,000 people.
That's when it's the most memorable, right?
Forget
the sunshine. When it's pouring down rain, that's when you remember it.
Yeah,
right?
I don't remember who I walked with last year.
Exactly,
I'm sure it was a beautiful
day. It was a beautiful day, yeah.
There's probably some people from Carrboro.
Speaking with Mark Kleinschmidt, who's going to be in the NC Pride Parade along with many, many other people this coming Saturday. ncpride.org is the website if you want to get a full schedule. There's events that begin today, actually, and run all the way through Sunday, right?
That's right. In Raleigh and here in Chapel Hill and in Durham, there are events going on in the kind of traditional LGBT spaces.
Mm.
There's Bruce Valanche.
Bruce Valanche, yes.
He's going to be here.
He's at Legends, right, I think, along with another person who I'm blanking on, but yeah.
The Queer Eye for
Carson Kressley.
Carson,
yes.
Kressley's going to be there. And I think some RuPaul Drag Race,
mm-hmm.
Like Raja, I think, is going to be here over the weekend. If listeners don't realize, she was one of the winners of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Awesome.
It'll be exciting to see her. In addition, there are going to be, right now, as of today, there are 20 churches that are signed up to participate. 15 different campuses, university campuses from across the state are sending delegations. The police chief from Durham, the brand new police chief's going to get her first taste of pride, is marching in it. And my understanding is that our Orange County Sheriff and Chapel Hill Police Chief are also going to be participating in some way. So we're looking forward to seeing them.
It's incredible to think, and you mentioned that this is 32 years old, and you think back 32 years, it's 1980, was it 85, I guess, was the first year, if this is year 32. So 1985, you're in the middle of one of the worst periods in American history for the LGBT community. You've got a senator in North Carolina who shall remain nameless, who's being very vocal and anti-gay. And now 32 years later, you've got dozens of churches involved in NC Pride. You've got the police chiefs. You've got congressmen. Like, this is incredible.
Yeah, it really is an amazing shift that we've seen over our lifetime. I remember during those few years that I lived in Charlotte back in the 90s, North Carolina Pride at the time was moving around the state. And I remember it came to Charlotte, and it was 1992 or 1993. And I remember I was teaching high school, and I went to the to the festival and the event, but I was terrified to be in the parade, and I was because I was worried I could have lost my teaching job if I was seen on television at this event. And I remember just being very careful, like, where are the cameras? And this is 25 years ago or mm-hmm. so, and this is a whole completely different world that we live in today, where Pam Salisbury, who's actually a TV personality, will be in the parade, and often, they'll often stumble all over themselves to see who can show the greatest level of support.
And we got to say, I was speaking with Mark Lanchman again. ncpride.org is the website if you want the full schedule of events. Again, the parade itself begins at 1 o'clock on Saturday at Duke University's East Campus. Speeches begin at noon. Setup begins at 10, and it runs until 5. It's an all-day thing with events happening all weekend long. And you mentioned it's a different world. I guess you could say it's an almost different world, right? Because there's been so much progress and so much movement in the last 25, 30 years, but there's also so much more to go, because this is the 2016 election, when you've got a lot of very strongly anti-LGBT candidates out there. We've just had the Orlando massacre from just mm-hmm. a couple of months ago that we still remember. And it's North Carolina in 2016, so obviously House Bill 2 is on everyone's mind, and it's a bill that effectively allows people to fire you for being gay anywhere in the state of North Carolina. So, yeah. Like, there is still that out there.
Yeah, and there's a law, there was a law passed that purported to allow state employees to deny the services that they are hired to provide if the persons coming to seek them happen to be gay and lesbian. That's the Register of Deeds laws. But, that's why Pride is so important. Mm-hmm. This is not just a time to skip down the street and whoop, 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 and spin the disco balls.
Yeah.
Now, we will be doing that.
Yeah, of course.
But the point of this is to remind ourselves, those of us in the LGBT community, as well as the rest of America, particularly North Carolina in this instance, about the continued need and fight for equality. This isn't just a celebration of victories, although we can tick off a lot of great victories. As you mentioned, there are still a great deal of challenges, and the community itself is under assault in some ways that that would have just been unheard of years ago. I mean, the way that children are treated for the way they express their gender identity in schools today, and the lies that are actually being told about how schools are and should be treating them, in order just to advance a political interest. Mm. It does remind me, in some ways, I guess that's a throwback to the 1980s when we saw elected officials at the highest levels using LGBT members as political tools. Again, even as recently as 2004, mm-hmm. when the marriage amendments were on the ballots all across America, and played a large role in making sure George Bush got a second term.
And we talk about the anti-LGBT stuff that we hear in politics and on the news from different politicians, but it also happens in society. It happens in families. It happens in schools. And as much progress as the LGBT movement has made in the last 25, 30 years, or the last 5, 10 years for mm-hmm. that matter, there's still a lot of people who are afraid to come out, afraid to express themselves, afraid to be who they are because of the progress that is still yet to be made.
Yeah, that's right. And that's another reason why these Pride events are so important to the community. Mm-hmm. For many people, particularly my age and older, identifying to the world as a member of the LGBT community was a dangerous act. I mean, and it still is for many today, depending on your circumstances. And because of that, once you make that effort to be out, you have to, many people found themselves having to find another family. They had to find other family members. There's a reason why members of the LGBT community reference each other as family. If I'm with my partner, or if I'm with Lydia Lavelle, let's say, mm-hmm. and we're talking about person XYZ across the room, I say, hey, Lydia, do you know person XYZ? She's family. We know, both of us know what that means. It means you're part of our LGBT family, that they're, and this, these festivals and this parade is a effort to create a safe space and to extend that interest of creating safe space throughout our community from this point. Some people wonder why we have ours in September, because so many places around the country celebrate Pride at the end of June, mm-hmm. which is historically the time in which it's celebrated because it's the anniversary of Stonewall.
Right.
It also happens to be the same time that Supreme Court decisions that change our lives tend to come down.
Wait until the end of the calendar to do that.
Always do, which coincides exactly with Stonewall, which really works out well. But we shifted ours several years ago, actually more than a decade ago, to September, so that the university community, which is largely dormant in late June, can participate. And because we know that, particularly for young people, it's important that they have an opportunity early in the school year and the university calendar to be identify their family, mm-hmm. Know where the safe spaces are and who the safe people are, and so that it helps the entire triangle be a more welcoming place.
Absolutely. Again, ncpride.org is the website. Pride Parade begins with events and stuff at 10 a.m. on Duke University's East Campus. The parade itself begins at 1 o'clock. Speeches begin at noon, and that's Duke University's East Campus up in Durham. So head up there and check it out. A lot of events all happening all night long.
And one last thing, Aaron. If this weekend on my show,
I was just going to ask about that. The Deep End,
The Deep End.
Yep.
I bring together Mayor Lydia Lavelle, Damon Stiles, and Lee Storrow, and I. We sit and we have a great conversation about the state of the LGBT community in North Carolina and the country today. So I hope folks will tune into the show this weekend. We did it on purpose to line up with Pride, so you can go to Pride and I hope you tune into the show.
And then that's going to air at 2 p.m. on Sunday, so check that out on WCHL this weekend. It's The Deep End with Mark Kleinschmidt. Mark, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Aaron.